Hey, everyone, doing a quick Papa's Basement today. If you haven't heard the show before, it's a comedy show. We try to be funny. I have either, you know, radio professionals in here or comedians or me, a locksmith. I fit the profile. Joining me today is Bill Roland. What's up, Bill?
What's up, man? It's good to be back.
Bill has an extensive radio background. Been here for like, I don't know, what, 20-something years in the business?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, 20, funny dude.
25,
and
I don't know.
Again, I've been a locksmith for about that long, so it...
pays the bills, though, doesn't it?
It really, yeah. I can't complain. What the hell?
A lot of dumb people locking themselves out of their house or out of their car.
Yeah, the lockouts, and then people getting into spousal fights, and they have to lock people out, or renters that go rogue.
Yikes.
And yeah, that's where the real sweet cash is. Human misery.
Hey, let me ask you, have you noticed, and this is just an aside before we get into your other stuff.
Before we get to
the meat.
It's
making me think about this.
Sure.
Has your business dropped off at all with all the new things where you can open it like with your smartphone? You don't need keys anymore, or the you know, the lock,
the punch button stuff.
Yeah, because we have one of those like on our garage door. It's a punch button. Obviously, you don't deal with that.
I'm sure it has. I mean, I do not. I'm not like the good kind of nerd that has the autism that helps them in business where I track things.
So you don't know what your year over year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I do not. I lack that. I can only assume people that would be locking themselves out, yeah, are now able to just hit like a little push button lock and get in.
Okay.
I mean, the tables turn sometimes, though, because the batteries will die.
That's true.
And so that I'm just, they're sitting there impotently going like 1428. And the thing just chirps at them and I have to drill out their expensive lock.
Wow.
And it's great. I laugh and laugh, and I'm like, this is what you get for trying to cut me out of the mix, you bastards.
Fair point.
Yeah.
Fair point. Yeah, I was just curious about that, because I was thinking about that the other day, because, like, at our house, you go in through the garage, and then there's a keypad to get into the house. We've talked about putting a keypad one on the front of our house as well, because it's a regular lock.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't do that, dude. Only do the garage. I'm always freaked out by people that have the keypads on a busy street. Because, like, legit, some creep could just get binoculars and watch
We're not on a busy street.
Stupid
so.
Four-digit code. Fair
yeah.
enough.
Yeah. But I get your point. Yeah.
I mean, you have, like, two, like, women in their 20s in your house, right? Like, perverts exist.
Well, no, true. That is true. We have cameras, too, though. So, I mean.
Okay.
We would know. I mean,
so do the perverts. That's the problem.
No, I mean cameras on the house watching for the perverts.
I know. You got your perv cams.
Yep.
So ironically, that is what they would call the cameras that they would install in your house.
Exactly.
And it comes full circle.
Yep.
So I have been out of sorts for the last week or so. I got LASIK done like a week ago, and I got the old school version called PRK, where they kind of like sand down the front of your eyeball.
Ooh, I didn't even know there was old school and new school.
Oh, yeah,
I just thought it was all laser and they make some cuts and folds and tuck.
Yeah, you literally heard pew, pew, pew. And
yeah,
then
that's
like,
right. Isn't that what it is?
I was going to just kind of summarize that. And then you walked in with literally every other ounce of prep and that was going to be the show.
I don't know.
No.
How does it work then? If they sanding your eye down does not sound...
I don't
appealing to me.
The reality of what happens, I think, is equally unappealing. I don't think I said sanding your eye down. I don't think they sit there with like, you know, like they're preparing the wood for a Pinewood Derby car or something
right.
like that. I don't know if it works that way. I'd been debating this for like a year because contact lenses just felt horrible on me. And I'll be honest, I think there's something. I know that glasses are kind of like chic. They've been that way for like literally every dude in improv is just a fat white guy with a beard and glasses.
Oh.
Like it's just like I could literally be a mass murderer or a rapist as long as I stayed in different improv troupes, like looking the way I did.
Okay.
They would just be like, "Oh, who grabbed your breasts, madam?" I'd be like, "Oh, the fat white guy with the beard and the glasses." They'd be like, "Cool,
get a lineup."
Yeah, exactly.
Which one is he? Yeah.
Get the SVU because nothing's happening here. For a while now, since I was a kid, I had glasses.
Right.
And, like, I hated them as a kid because I had that inherent reaction of, like, this is nerdy and disgusting.
Correct.
And, like, this is going to sound weird, but, like, as soon as I got glasses, I kind of became, like, a tubby schlub because I was, like, I think on...
Fit the role.
Yeah, on some level, psychologically, I was just like... Who gives a crap? Like at second grade, I was like, I'm not eating pussy with glasses on.
Well, I don't think in second grade you'd be doing that anyway.
No,
but.
Second grade, I literally didn't even know that was called. Like,
right.
I didn't even know that was an act, you know?
I hope not.
No, not so much. Yeah.
Question
I was a
parenting.
Selfish lover back then, yeah. I was like, look, it can be done to me, but this mouth doesn't go down
that's
there,
right,
bitch.
That's 68 and I'll owe you one. Yeah. That's just, you know.
Yeah. So I for a long time, I've just been a real hater of glasses. Like, even though they've kind of become their own thing. And I don't know if it's just because I had glasses forever, but I love them on a woman. Like, on a woman, and, you know,
it's
not
the whole librarian thing.
Exactly.
You,
yeah.
You have a crush on your elementary school librarian, perhaps?
I wish that I had anyone. I had two attractive elementary school teachers.
Okay.
I had Mrs. Hamilton in kindergarten and Mrs. Comer in first grade. And one was like the blonde Barbie and the other was like a really hot black chick. So, like, that's why I've never been racist when it comes to love.
There you go.
Like, those were my only two attractive teachers the entire run. And then Miss Peasley in fifth grade, who was literally Mrs. Krabappel from The Simpsons.
Oh.
Like, single, right. Smoker.
Right,
you know, she
right.
was great, but I effing
loved
her.
Because of her
I think she was.
Marriage.
Yeah, I think she was divorced, but Miss Peasley was friggin' awesome.
Okay.
So the entire run, even though this has become a thing, I've never liked glasses at all. They're uncomfortable. They get smudgy and scratched. And there was a window, I want to say, in high school and college where I wore contacts. And, like, again, I don't know if this is, like, some subconscious thing or whatever the hell, but I lost a ton of weight when I had contacts.
That's why. You're like, I'm a man now.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I can. That's in eighth grade. Right. I was like, I can eat pussy now.
That's
all the
right.
pussy I want.
Right.
I knew what it was at that point.
There you go.
There was no option to do it, but I knew what it was, damn it.
Family life thing that you took in health class in eighth grade.
Exactly. Yeah. They were like, here's that woman who's been cut in half, and this is her uterus
right,
and stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, where's my tongue go, God damn it?
It's very attractive.
Yeah, I know, well, exactly.
Small intestine, large intestine.
Exactly, yeah.
Nothing gets you fired up like that, yeah.
And they wonder why anal's grown popular. He teaches all the one shebang, same go. So I radio with all the weird hours I had in radio. I got out of contacts. You know, I didn't want to wake up at 2 a.m. and put them in. Like, if your eyes are too squinty for it, you literally can't fit the lens in.
Right.
I've been wearing them for 10 years since they got popular. I got fat as hell and gross, and I got tired of it, man. I wanted to wear contacts now and again, like on the occasions when I was, I've said the words eating pussy 3 times now, but on the occasions that came up, I like seeing where I'm going. I don't want to be 100% tactile. You know what? Like, I didn't lose my eyes in the trenches to the mustard gas and I'm feeling my way, you know, back to my fellow doughboys. Like, I want to see it. I want to look predator in the mouth. You know, it's similarly, this might all be stripper related, but you know, you get a pair of tits smashed in ace and like your glasses get shoved aside and she pulls them out and you look like the damn nutty professor. It's stupid and it's embarrassing.
But it's fun for all your friends.
It's hilarious. Yeah. I mean, you literally, you know, you look like, it's incredible, but annoying to you. You're like, I don't want to be disrupted here. I want to calmly concentrate on my, you know, like that's what I want to happen.
Fair enough.
So. Yeah, for about a year, I've been kind of going back and forth, like getting fired up for LASIK and conversely getting freaked out, like reading LASIK horror stories.
Well, that's what would scare me is I'd be deathly afraid that they all 99% of the time, I'm that 1%. I'd be that 1%. I can't be the 1% that's making way too much
money.
People want to protest me. I'd be the 1% that would go blind because
of horrible
LASIK.
Stuff happens.
Or I just have a permanent halo and everything that I see.
I will
glow.
Oh, well, you have that already. No.
Things that I see, not around me, but when you look at things, did you get that? Did you get the little?
So weirdly
halo
enough, I do not have the halo.
Okay.
Like out of the most common side effects, like what is weirding me out a week later, and I'll go through it. But
you're growing a third leg.
My penis has gotten gargantuan. Like that was not promised. It was already big to start with. No. The vision isn't perfect like a week out, but I'm going to take months with my surgery. It's literally, I think, 90 days until you're most of the way there. Just the way this version healed. I'll walk you through it all.
Why wouldn't you get the better version that healed quicker?
Because, all right, we'll do it real fast.
Is it like
fast.
Way more money?
No, same cost.
What are you doing then?
Same cost.
Why would you want it to last, to take longer to be healed if it's the same amount of money?
There's two things.
To hear it.
I believe my version called PRK. They've been doing
sounds like something they do in North Korea.
Yeah, really. Yeah, the People's Republic of Eyeballs. I believe they've been doing this crap since like Nam for jet pilots like that. Like my version, tried and true.
All right,
like
I got you.
McCain didn't die of crappy eyeballs. You know, he had the brain cancer, not anything related to that kind of stuff. So there's a huge body.
Did John McCain have LASIK?
I'm assuming like almost anyone flying a plane, like they have to get you to 20/20.
Okay.
You know, so I would assume a lot of those guys get it.
Interesting. I never thought about that. Okay.
Oh, yeah. No, when I walked in the dude's office, like there was a Kirk Cousins jersey. And like I paid extra to have the guy who's done all the Nationals and all the horrible DC teams.
I got you.
And it's like, we paid this guy to lose, you know? Like,
that's right.
So I should have walked
out,
right
so
then
well.
And there. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. But Kirk had, you know, some dumb jokey quote on his little eight jersey, which is now, you know, like $8 if you go to Modell's. And, yeah.
Okay, so you did that instead of the quicker one.
Yeah, where they cut a flap. Like, they do...
That's the one that I'm familiar with.
Okay, yeah. They cut a flap in your eye.
Yep.
Pull that back.
Yep.
The laser hits your eyeball for a bit, and then they smack the flap back on.
It just makes me uncomfortable.
And, for the rest of your days, what they don't really say is if you're hit firmly in the face, or not even that firmly, but say like someone's like, hey, think fast, and throws a Jolt Cola at you because it's 94, and it hits your eyeball.
Isn't it Surge now? Isn't that the new one? Surge?
Yeah, we should put on our Jenko jeans and just get real hip with the kids. Play some Korn, follow the leader is the intro.
Right.
So... that flap can like open up, and then you just got like a little flap on your eyeball,
and then your eyeball falls out, and
pretty much all your eyeball milk sprays. No, I think like the flap just sits there, like your tooth, like when you're a kid and it's halfway out. You're like, this doesn't feel right. Yeah, and they take you back and re-flap you. My thing, I think they just chop that entire thing off.
Okay,
and so the skin has to regrow. But once
so
it does,
that's why it's taking 90.
Yeah, once
gotcha.
It does, it's good. Like it's all fresh. There is no seam.
Okay.
Apparently.
All right.
So I don't know. I just wanted. I was like, which one has the better long term prognosis? And they're like, well, they're both safe as hell. But I guess this one. I'm
but
like,
I mean,
cool.
Are you worried about getting like somebody throwing something at you and or
I go
getting
to
hit in the
strip
face
clubs
with stuff?
And bosoms hit me in the face often. I didn't want it to be an issue.
Okay.
Like I don't want to have to 8 years, 20 years from now, something like that. Like I just accidentally brush my eye and the little submarine hatch opens up.
Yes, I'm just trying to think the last time I got like drilled in the face.
I guess
it could happen.
I'm not an alcoholic, so it doesn't happen in bar situations. I'm usually the one that like walks away from a woman. We don't really get in fights, so
I haven't
taken a good punch to the chops in really since school ended.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything. So I don't know. It could come up. Like you don't want to be mugged and then have that on top of
it. I don't want to be mugged anyway.
No, you don't
want to
be mugged, but you don't want to also be like, you know, my tooth is out and my flap's open.
That's what you got to tell the guy. Look, not in the face. I've had LASIK, please.
That's a good line.
Do,
I mean, I will
not in the
employ
face.
That
because
he doesn't need to know. I don't need to explain like, well, truthfully, I've had PRK to avoid this exact scenario. Yeah. But
be like the Anchorman thing. Not in the face.
Yes.
Not in the face.
The Dorothy Mantooth fight.
That's right.
So, yeah, about 10 minutes ago, you were talking about really poor luck when it comes to LASIK. I have a story for you.
Oh, no.
From my first customer, like, coming back from LASIK, I started talking to them.
Okay.
I'm a piece of crap, by the way. I started driving, like, before they said I could.
Awesome.
Because...
So you probably drove home that night.
I didn't do that because I was really full of Valium, like, and my eBay receipts will show it.
Which is, again, fascinating to me that they're like, here you go. Go get stoned before we take you in and laser you up.
Oh, they want you stoned so you don't freak out at the moment of truth. So you don't like...
But even on the Valium, is it painful?
No, not in the least. Because they put a bunch of numbing crap on your eyes.
Okay.
Like, I would assume without it, you would feel a laser zap in your eyeball. Sure,
yeah, to me, that's one of the drawbacks is I don't want that pain. I hate needles.
Uh-huh.
And I would equate a laser going into my eye... as basically the same thing as a needle going into my arm.
There's like a... they put an apparatus over your face and you see brightly colored lights. It's between that and the Valium, it's
sounds
as
like
close.
A bad trip.
No, it sounds exactly like an alien anal probing, minus like the loving touch.
Sounds like you're hanging out with Ken Keese and all those guys.
It was
the electric colloid acid test.
It was fun, man. It was. I can't complain. The Valium, I think I could do just about anything on Valium.
Okay.
I'm starting to realize, like, right. They need to just give you a Valium. And you could march into battle. You can pay your taxes.
Are you going to move to West Virginia and become an opioid now?
What's an opioid? I could be wrong there, but
it's,
I think like Valium's
not,
a...
Probably not, but it sounds like you want to go just hang out and be a Valium junkie.
Just get an infinite supply of Valium? Yeah, that would be my career
I'm
choice.
I'm sure you could.
I would just do that.
I'm sure there are people listening right now that would be more
if
than
people
happy
have Valiums,
to supply you with Valium.
It was incredible. Like, really, because it's so subtle. It was like... Imagine, you know how you have one or two drinks and you're like, I'm not really that messed up, but then you're like, oh, I made out with that ugly bitch. Like, this happened. I thought
not,
I was sober
not
at the time.
My college days. Yeah.
So it was like that, except take the drunkenness level up a couple notches. But you're like, yeah, I'm right as rain. Like,
just feel good.
Yeah,
that's
exactly
why people take them before they get on planes. People flying. Volume's their kick.
Yeah, you dude, it's incredible. Like, the whatever. Let's just call it the 1% drug, the drug of the 1%. They know what's up, man. They know how to invest. They know how to be born into money. And they know that Valium's sweet.
See, I would be so afraid. I mean, this is going back. When I was 13, I had to have surgery on my knee. I had torn my PCL,
okay,
which is not the traditional one. ACL, obviously, is the more common one that you hear of.
The posterior cruciate ligament.
Correct. Posterior, either way.
Whatever
it is. And I remember, even at like 13 years old,
mm-hmm.
being in there, and they'd be like, okay, if it's really, really intense pain, you could just hit the little button. And I don't know if it was morphine or what. I don't think it was morphine. That seems to be a little extreme. But it was the mid-80s, so who knows?
Yeah, could have been dilated for all you know.
Yeah, whatever it was, it would, again, take the pain away because you'd just end up loopy. And I even remember then going, I don't like this. I don't
really
like this idea that I just hit a couple buttons and then it's into la-la land. So I was in the hospital for 3 or 4 days, which they do not do anymore. They get you right out of there now for knee surgeries. This was like almost Civil War. Let's take a bone saw to their knee. I mean, compared to what they do it now. And I just remember the time I got out of there, the last day and a half that I was in the hospital, I was like, I don't care how much this hurts. I don't want this drip, whatever this thing is anymore. I'd be scared to death to take Valium because I'd probably like it. And then I'd be like you. I'd be like, I got to find ways to get myself hurt or pretend I didn't get them all the time.
Weirdly enough,
I couldn't function if I did that.
I've never gotten hooked on opiates. Like, I've had friends that did.
I'd be afraid I would. I'm scared to death.
I look back and I had friends. I mean, the dude eventually died. That were huge into opium, but this was before I knew about actual
pill
addiction.
They're smoking it like the Cheshire Cat?
He got into that later.
Okay.
So he first got into... And
hope
this
I didn't
like,
ruin Alice in Wonderland for everybody.
Now is that what happened? So the early 2000s, this dude was ordering via the internet and just like...
Oh, that's you're getting the good stuff.
A prescription
the internet
pad. Yeah, but right. He was just writing fraudulent prescription after fraudulent prescription. He'd already lost his license to DUI. And so I would drive him around to like FedEx, UPS, post office, and we kind of like hit them all in a row.
You're just an accessory at this
point.
Yeah,
looking back, I was a real piece of garbage, but I thought I was being a good friend at the time.
Right.
And he was just, he would pay me and be like, here's a handful of like Oxycontins and stuff. And like, I just did them because like I didn't like college at the time, but I never felt hooked. Like I was like, this is something I can take or leave. He went far in the other direction on that one. I mean, he was ordering bottles. I'm not kidding. I've never
probably
seen
from
pill
Mexico
bottles this big. They were about yay tall
yep.
with a diameter of that. Like
mm-hmm.
And like they would have been freakish for sex toys. And these were pill bottles.
Right, right.
And he was getting those in and was just going through these pills. Maybe like every 3 days, he would be down 90 pills or just some absurd number.
And I think part of it too is fresh out of college, was living with a couple of my buddies from college, and one of the guys had become a pharmaceutical rep, and he had had back problems stemming from some injury he had in high school. And I remember all through college, you know, it would flare up on him every once in a while. And so he started doing kind of the same thing, skimming all these pain pills, got totally addicted to them, ended up having to go to like one of those Malibu rehab, you know, we're going to fix you type things. And, I mean, it was brutal how bad. But I think seeing that, the experience that I had as younger, I'm scared to death. I know for a fact. And this is why I've never even had, and everybody's going to go, oh, you're such a loser in the square, especially with the way things are now. I've never even had a pull off of marijuana cigarette before. I've never had
I'm so happy you called it a marijuana cigarette. I was like, what is the squarest thing?
That's why I did it that way, yeah. I've never taken a hit off a joint. I've none of that's because I'm afraid to death that I'm going to be like, wow, I really like that. And I'm going to want it all the time.
And start hearing like incense and peppermints. And
well, yeah,
that's
it's probably stupid. I'm sure there's people out there listening that are probably high as they're listening to this. That are like,
oh, it's the only way you can make it through this.
And they're like, Bill, you're an idiot. Okay, maybe I am, but I am worried to death about that stuff. So again, I go to the LASIK thing, going back to yours. I'd be scared to death that they would give me that volume, and I'd be like, hey, you got anything for the pain? My eyes are really scratchy. Give me something for the pain. And then I'd want it all the time.
Oh, no.
All the time.
Like, all the pain pills you get for this are just drops. Like, so they're not pain pills, and I'm a horrible broadcaster. Oh. You just get pain relief drops.
That's fine.
And they tell you to refrigerate them. In fact, I have them in a little ice baggie.
There you go.
At my, in my car. And before I hit the road after the show, I need to dump a bunch of that crap in my eyes. Yeah, so the horror story for LASIK.
Yeah.
I was talking to literally my first customer after this, and she was like, I had a friend doing it. I swear to God, this is the most freakish thing I heard.
Oh, no.
Doing it during that earthquake we had 9 years ago, and it shook the machine, yeah. And I know that it's set up to work during a power outage, or it like keeps the information. So even if it's only halfway through the process,
it'll just start over again.
It'll get you the rest of the way. But apparently, the actual machine.
Well, yeah, it'd be like somebody come in and just kind of being like,
yeah,
bumping it. You're like, hey, wait a minute.
And she was like, she
rolling
couldn't
the table.
Get. I mean, I don't think she was like, you know, like
is she blind now.
I was gonna say like you hear that and you instantly just
of course
you imagine like a red jagged scar across the face and then that milky white eyeball. But no, I think like she just couldn't get LASIK in it anymore, and like they gave her new glasses to address.
Hey, sorry about that.
Yeah, whatever
happened. Here's some glasses. Maybe the one side's gonna be a little thicker in the lens than the other. Sorry about that.
And she was like, I don't know if they charged her or not. I was like, I hope they didn't.
Well, I would think the doctor's insurance would cover that, because that's not their fault. That's not the doctor.
That's literally hand of God stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
The doctor couldn't do anything about the earthquake, especially in Virginia.
I mean, how snake bitten. It's weird because
that's brutal.
That earthquake has been mentioned 3 times in the last week. I did a lady's door, like some lock work for her earlier today. She's like, you know what? I believe my door was knocked out of alignment by that earthquake
in
2009.
Did you go, no. No, it wasn't.
I don't know. I made my money either way. I don't care.
It wasn't. It wasn't.
That earthquake legit screwed up the chimney of my mom's house.
No, I understand.
Yeah.
But if it did do that, what are you waiting 9 years for? What are you doing?
She's old.
What are you doing?
Like, I think time just passes.
I guess.
Like days of our lives.
What are you doing?
It's just, you know, you blink and you're like, oh, I'm dead now. You're like 50, you blink, you're 65, you blink, you're dead.
I get it. I mean, it's going quick.
Yeah,
it goes
horrible.
Quick.
Dude, I am so stone cold. Like, I entered my 30s feeling young, like my life was ahead of me. I am leaving my 30s in existential panic. And I still got like 2 years. I got 38. I got 39. Hell, even 40 is going to feel like 30. Dude, I cannot get over it. There has never been a change in my life. Like, the 20s was just nothing. Nothing really happened. Like, external stuff happened to me. But me internally,
right.
20 to 29, nothing really changed. Mm-hmm. I was the same guy I was really as a teen. But 30 to 40, terrifying. It's terrifying. I hate it. So back to the eyeball stuff.
Yes.
The way it works is you go in multiple times, they measure your eyes, and they come up with what they're going to zap you with. And then day of surgery, you've been taking drops, like prep drops for like a week.
Right.
Like, your eyeballs are drenched. Like, they're porn star wet, your eyeballs. Like, you have the Pete Davidson butthole eye thing going. Like, they're just,
poor
runny.
Pete.
You have, the Ren from Ren and Stimpy eyes.
Oh,
they're just,
yeah,
they're
yeah, yeah.
Dripping. They Stimpy. Yeah, they are glistening. Yeah. These things are ready. You could, I think, just blow on them a little bit with a Capri Sun straw, and they would just melt. Like, that's how full of fluid these eyes are. So, yeah, at least for PRK, they pop you full of the Valium after telling you for the 50th time, like, look, there's nothing to worry about, but you're going to sign, like, 10 pages worth of docs.
Just in case you die.
To the contrary.
It's not our
fault. Or even, like, they're like, look, understand, this is an art, not a science. Like, we're just shaving skin off your eye and zapping it with a laser.
Just for the hell of it.
It has to heal back correctly. Like, otherwise, this won't really, you know.
And if it doesn't, it's not our fault. Yeah. You're blind, so what?
I mean, yeah. I wouldn't be happy if my vision stopped right now. Like, I would need glasses, but at the same time, I could function day-to-day life like this without my lenses.
Right.
Fortunately, just 7 days. You know, like, I've had to be calm about it because sometimes you are like, holy F, what did I do?
Well, yeah, I'd be afraid I'd wake up day three and be like, man, this is not getting any better, and what if it never does?
What if
I have something wrong with my body that it will not heal properly?
You and my mom, like, you guys would have needed the one where it's like 20 minutes later, you're like, I think I'm good to go. Like,
that's the one I want. I want the one say, okay, lie here in a dark room for 15 minutes. You should probably have somebody drive you home, but if you didn't, you'll be all right.
Yeah, my mom came with me and was freaking out just hearing the description of what I was going to go through. And I'm like, it's cool, relax. She's like, no, but how long did, you know?
Look, I get it. I don't like people describing how they're going to take blood. And I mean, we're going to stick a needle in your arm. Nope, that's
really?
That's fine. Oh, forget it. Any medical procedure.
Oh, no, see, I find the mechanics of the body fascinating.
Thank you.
I like seeing us pulled apart.
Nope.
I like knowing that we're just pieces of crap robots.
Don't care.
We're just pooping robots. That's it. Just cars that make wee.
Oh, you know, I did read, not to interrupt your story for the ninth time.
No, it's all good.
I did read
Bragging,
the other day.
Reading.
The other
look at you.
Well, it's on the internet.
Look at
Does that count if you read it on the internet? That scientists say that the first person that is going to live to be 150 is alive today.
Right now, yeah.
That's amazing to me. I want to be that guy.
I want
to be that guy.
To me, it's all or nothing. If I'm not going to literally live forever, just, I don't know.
Well, if they get you 150, maybe by then, because if, look,
well, that's
if
what
I
they
live,
say. You can, it's like breaking terminal velocity that you're going to be able to,
like,
stay
once you get
one
there,
step ahead
right.
of the Reaper over and over again.
So if 150, right?
Yeah.
That means it would be 21, what would it be? Almost 2130.
Yeah.
2129. And I would be 150 years old.
Yes.
That'd be awesome.
I mean,
I'd love to see another turn of the century. That'd be amazing.
Yeah, I have mixed feelings. I can see, I've watched enough vampire shows to know that you burn out on life eventually.
I don't think you do.
Yeah. God.
I mean, look, think about, okay.
As long as they keep making Mario and Zelda games, like, I'll have something to look forward to.
You might be able to actually sit and drive the Mario Kart by that time.
That would be a nice diversion.
And be able to drop bananas and everything. It'd be fantastic.
That would be good.
But think about, like, H.W. Bush's funerals today.
Yeah.
As we're taping this. It's going on down.
He is not going to live to 150.
No, he's not.
Spoiler.
But 94. Okay?
Yes.
Hell of a run.
Yeah.
Hell of a run.
It's awesome being
rich. Somebody came to me and said, you get 94, I take it. I'd like 100, but I would take 94 over and over again. Think about everything that happened in his lifetime, the progress, all the things that he saw become commonplace. Think about now adding another 50 years to that. How much more is going to happen between now and 2068 that he could have seen? Mind-blowing.
I mean, but do you want to be around for a world that seems so foreign to you?
Yes.
Really?
Why would it be foreign to me? I would have lived it. I would have seen all of it.
But, like,
yes.
Don't the mores of youth already feel weird to you? I was reading something the other day. Look at, suck on that, Einstein. I was also reading the internet.
Well.
And it was some guy saying he got out of, like, a 7-year relationship. And he's now right around my age.
Oh, trying to date?
Yeah, he was trying to date.
Stop dating younger chicks. Stop.
One, no. Two, he was saying, we've hit this point where time and time again, women are like, I would love to meet someone, like, in person, face to face. I'm sick
of
this online thing.
I agree with them.
And yet, simply approaching people IRL now, he's like, you kind of feel like a predator, like the way people react to you. Like these people, millennials, I guess, you know, firmly in the millennial camp age-wise, as much as they bemoan this stuff, they really only meet people via, you know, Bumble and Tinder and crap like that.
The amazing thing is, though, because I don't know if we read the same article, but they're talking about...
It was in Swank.com, right?
Probably not okay. Then. They're talking about the generation just behind millennials, whatever they're calling them now.
Okay.
Are the ones that are actually going the other way with it.
Are they?
That they still love the technology and everything else, uh-huh. But they want that connection.
So I have to date 14-year-olds.
4 more years.
Okay, cool.
And then... But I think that's what happens.
Never thought you'd be co-starring with Anthony Cumia, did you?
Stuff goes in that cycle where the people behind them are looking at them going, you
it's
don't
horrible.
Have anything real. Nothing
well,
to you is
real.
Well,
it sucks for me because I was ahead of that curve. Like back when people were like, ha, 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 internet, it's for nerds. Oh, my God, internet dating. What kind of loser are you? Right. I'm like, dude, I'm banging ass off MySpace left and right, you know, and like good ass.
So many people in your top 8. So
oh,
many.
My God. Yeah. And that was, yeah, you could tell someone stopped to give me some because they left the top
That's
8
right.
too sweet.
That's right.
But it was like I had no qualms about it. It felt a little weird because everyone else was meeting in person. But I was like, I'm getting laid left and right off AIM.
Yeah, but you know what? People weren't really meeting in person. They just didn't want to admit that they were meeting people
I guess
online
so, yeah.
or trying to because it had that stigma at the beginning.
I've always been painfully open about
and
everything.
Then,
yeah.
And then it became normalized, and it's no big deal. But
so what you're saying is, like, I'm pretty much Martin Luther King. Like, I stood
not
and died for
really,
people. Cool.
But,
I, yeah.
Sure, if you want to
Thank you.
Take that,
That's,
I guess so.
I Your words, not mine.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I loved it, but now in my late 30s and having done enough, I guess, comedy stuff, especially the improv where you think mm-hmm. on your feet and kind of get over whatever anxieties you have, I'd really dig meeting people in person. Like I don't care. Like I'm just
right.
a lump of crap at this point. I'm like it's not going to get any less lumpy. I'm not, you know, like this is what you're going to get. I'd rather you just see that and deal with it cuz like I've in my 20s, this will sound weird given what I look like now, but like photos were a strength. I was in shape.
No,
I could
yeah,
be
yeah,
like,
I remember,
look at my belly
yeah,
chest.
I knew you in your late 20s, so yeah.
Yeah, you knew the beginning sure. of the end. Like kind of.
Okay.
mean, you were like America
fine.
In 2015,
that's
you know? Like
fine.
There was still something nice. Yeah, I would play up those, you know, good angles and stuff like that.
But I mean, I get the predator thing, but it doesn't have to be that way. If you can just have a normal conversation.
But he's saying this guy was alleging this source, you know,
right,
who
right.
is incontrovertible. This he right. was internet guy. He was just saying, like, even normal conversation. If you're like, oh, hey, like, what are you reading? People will be like, please, I'll blow my rape whistle. You know, like, it's.
Well, okay. Here's the thing. Then he's dealing with the wrong people.
Or he's really ugly.
Okay. I guess there's that as well, perhaps. There is
smelly penis.
There is that segment of the population that no matter what, and they'll be the first ones to complain that, oh, I can't meet a nice guy, or I can't uh-huh. that and the other, that even if it's just an innocuous conversation, uh-huh. if it's nothing, if it's completely innocent, it's no big deal, that they're reading into every single motivation that some guy will have. And I see this all the time. Not that I will
off
not.
Air, you always refer to them as C-bombs.
right.
You
right,
just throw
right.
it about left and right.
But, I mean, I see it just thinking now recently I've taken a couple flights. You know, the basketball season started, traveling with Mason.
And no so Valiums.
Right, no Valiums. I travel
Jeez.
Completely sober.
Jeez.
But in the airport, you know, you'll sit there and have an hour or so before your flight or whatever. And I like people watching because I find it fascinating because I think people, for the most part, are annoying or stupid.
Mm-hmm.
So I get to see all of that in an airport. And you'll see people just even trying to have a regular conversation with somebody just because you happen to be standing next to them in whatever security line
yeah.
or at the Starbucks or wherever wherever it may be. And people like tense up like, oh, why is this person talking to me? It's like, hey, look, we're all sharing the same human experience of having to get through this security line. Relax. I'm not trying
me,
to.
Excuse me, you've never seen my Instagram and how great my life is?
Well,
we're not sharing anything, sir.
That may be. That may be.
But that might be the frame of mind.
But
honestly,
that's, I don't get that at all. Like, clearly, I'm traveling. I'm wearing the Mason, you know, gear, whatever. You can see there's a whole group of us that are traveling together.
You're the only one without pants, and that's why I'm reacting that way.
I'm like, I'm not hitting on you. Nobody is hitting on you.
Uh-huh.
We're just making conversation. It's traveling over the Thanksgiving holiday and going, oh, hey, you going home to see family? What's, you know, where? Why are you headed to Florida? Why are you headed home to whatever it is? And then going, well, I mean, I don't want to really talk about it.
Well, I don't want to talk about it.
I mean, it's like you just look at me and go, okay, you're not a CIA agent. I know that because you wouldn't have your name written on all of your stuff that people could read.
Or is that
if
the
you
perfect
were.
Cover?
Well, I guess there's that as well. But I think that's what the problem is. There are people out there that are perfectly acceptable of having a conversation with a decent stranger, wherever it may be. And then there are people that no matter what, like you said, I got my mace and my rape whistle. If you come within 18 inches of my personal space, I'm blowing and I'm spraying, and it ain't going to be pretty.
Blowing and spraying. Nice.
There you go.
Yeah, I don't know. For my money, I'm not the biggest into just casual conversation, but I wouldn't freak out if someone
I was going to say, but say you're, okay, it's Christmas time, right? There's going to be a lot of lines at Target or wherever you're going, whatever shopping you're doing.
I'll use my imagination. I celebrate Kwanzaa. Continue.
Okay, very good. So you're at the, I don't know, your local world market looking for a Kwanzaa gift, right?
Trying to celebrate the harvest.
Yeah, of course. And maybe the lines got a little long. Maybe one of the cashiers called out sick that day to screw everybody else at the store, right? They're mad. They're going to ruin everybody else's holiday by pretending they got a little cough. So the line's backed up. If somebody behind you in line noticed your wonderful giraffe carving that you have that you're going to give to somebody and said, hey, that's a nice giraffe you got there. What section of the store did you get that from? Is that going in your house or is that a gift? I don't think you'd be like, please, sir, I'm trying to have my own moment. I don't need you talking to me.
I'm squirting and spraying, sir.
Right. I don't think that you're going to be angry with that person inquiring where you got your mahogany giraffe.
I'll probably, to be fair, if it feels like it's going to go on, I will grab the phone at some point. Like, I'll try to use body language. Like, I'm good with a back and forth about three lines.
Yeah, that's fine.
Unless it's someone I want to screw. Like, to be fair, if it's in that situation, we're just out in public and I'm starting a conversation, I probably want to bang the person. But I'm not always in the hitting on mode. You know, like if it goes in that direction, it's cool. I just want you to know if you ever see me start talking to a stranger, it's usually just a woman that I would like to bang. Well,
then that guy that you're talking about in the article, then he should, if that's the case, if that's his thing too, then he should feel like a predator because that's what you're doing.
Well, yeah, I am. But what I'm saying is I don't take it in a flirty way typically. I'm just saying if I randomly start talking to someone about like burgers at Red Robin or some crap as we're seated at Red Robin, it's probably just some like woman that I do find attractive.
Fair.
Like if it's just some schlub, I'm not going to talk to them. I don't care about the shared experience. If I believe it is a shared experience. So guess what? You feel what I feel when you eat a damn Red Robin burger. Contentment.
I don't necessarily
joy with the endless fries.
Red Robin, but again, when you're in a situation where you're kind of stuck, again, an airport security line.
Yes.
Or just any of that stuff. For somebody to just, because you're all standing there, just kind of go, hey, so yeah, where are you? Are you headed home for the holiday or whatever
it is? I can picture Bill being the car to the group and being like, hey, buy me dinner first.
No, see,
getting laughs from
I
the
have
line.
The TSA pre-check, so I don't have
Do
to,
you?
I don't have to deal with the unwashed. I go right to the front.
The last time I went through, I did the super radiation special.
Oh, yeah.
Where
yeah.
they see everything and you just see like the outline of your flesh over your bones. I was just like, holy God, I'm fat. Like, how did I get this fat? This is repugnant. Like, I really hope this does kill me.
I tell you what, one of the guys that we were traveling with, Mason, he went through that and they still can't figure out. I mean, never figured out why it triggered on the thing. Because he is in a travel outfit. Our travel outfits are basically a sweatshirt, sweatpants, basically. So you don't have, there's no place to put anything. You empty your pockets. You're not wearing a belt.
He keistered a shiv.
You're not wearing a belt. So he went through and they're like, is there something in your waistband? He's like, no. Like, well, it kind of popped up we're going to have to do the screening. And then, and this is when he knew, he should have known he was in trouble. They said, do you want to go to the room or can we just do it here?
Uh-huh.
And he was like, let's just do it here. I don't care. And he got the full on, I mean, turn your head and cough.
Oh.
Right there in front of everybody. I mean, it was.
I had that one time when I came back from Greece via Berlin. Like,
well, you did it to yourself.
Well, my mom and my brother,
stayed
out of the sun, and my brother shaved, and like they went through, and I just like hadn't shaved in 3 weeks, and like looked really like mega swarthy, mm-hmm. and they're like, "Come with us." I was like, "All right."
I see the American passport. You're not fooling anyone. You bought that online. Come here.
No, I definitely. Here. I'm trying to think of the name like Matsoukas or something like that. There's one dude like. The most Arabian-looking Greek dude on Earth who's on the league or something like that.
Okay.
I had that look to me.
Nice.
I wish I knew his name.
But, yeah, they started, like, down on his ankles, and they're patting him down. He didn't think anything. Oh, but again, he's got his arms out, and the one guy's doing the little wand thing. But nothing. And then he said they got up to his waistband. The guy's kind of checking, and then just...
Wow.
Hey! Again, as you said, can I get flowers first for this?
Yeah.
I mean, what he's just like... Wow.
What?
Didn't need that.
I mean, legit, was he like pantsed or something like that?
No. I mean, he's had his sweatpants on, but they're like going, this isn't any good on the radio.
Okay.
They started his ankles and they're doing the whole, you know, grab around your ankles, your knees, just look, maybe you got a gun.
Okay.
I mean, whatever.
I was just picturing they like,
and then,
pantsed him and put a tongue depressor under
his
cock and balls.
Basically just kind of did the say hello to the twins right there in front of everybody. It was like,
especially if you're a ball player, you got a big one. I'd be fine with that.
He wasn't. He's not. He's just the academic advisor.
Oh, so then that's not fun. No.
No. But it was just like.
If I were a ball player in sweats, I'd be like, cool, here it is.
You know, like. I'm not sure that I don't know.
I'd spend more time out of pants than a 2-year-old.
Some of our guys might have been like, "Whoa, wait a minute, what's going?" Because he was like, "Hey," and they're like, "Okay, you can go." And he's like, "Yeah, you think? I mean, you've done pretty much." So he's like, "Next time, I'll just maybe go to the back room because that was a little much."
Nah, but it's a good story.
I guess
he wasn't violated.
Well,
He's a man. Walk it off.
And again, it was another guy. So I don't know if that makes it better or worse. I don't care.
It doubly hilarious.
I've had the same thing where you go through and they're like, all right, we got something came up. All right, fine, do whatever you got to do. I don't care. It'll be over in 30 seconds because I know I've got nothing on me.
If you're getting checked down there, what's your preference, man or woman?
Don't care.
Really?
Don't care because it's not sexual in any nature whatsoever. So I don't care. Whatever.
I got sonogrammed. I guess that's the word. Yeah, sonogram. Whatever they do with the pregnant women.
Mm-hmm.
I was getting my nuts checked because I do that every so often, just for maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't even like an attractive woman, like a very matronly woman.
Right.
But like, Jesus, man.
Why are they sonogramming your nuts?
Because like since I was like young, like occasionally I'll just like get like some sort of lump near it.
Ooh,
and I'm like, just check that stuff out.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah, that it's does, my balls, yeah, man. I gotta mess with that.
Exactly. Yeah, you have to take care. Okay, that makes sense.
And like.
Unless you're just going in there for the fun. Because you're like, and they put that gel on you.
Dude,
it's great.
It was horrible. Like, yeah, this really warm gel all over my
just
D&Bs. Yeah, and it's going on and on. And at a certain point, like.
You're like, hey, this is a little much.
Well, no, my body's like, oh, warm jelly's hitting me. I know what happens next. And so I'm having to sit there, like, be like, do not get hard. Do not get hard. God damn you, do not get hard. And I didn't, but it was like legit 20 something minutes. I was getting my balls fondled. And I'm like, I've paid good money for this in the past.
Right.
Like,
you know, glad my copay takes care of this.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, Jesus, copay hookers. Don't even start me. I'd be the sickest man on earth. Oh, God. That'd be incredible.
But, yeah, I mean, I don't care. Again, in that, I wouldn't care either way. Doesn't matter because they're not in there and comparing notes at the end of the day. They're not going home and being like, yeah, this guy today.
Yeah,
I feel sorry for him and his wife. Boy.
I want the person being as miserable as me. So like I had the prelude to this. The first date was a dude doctor checking out my ween.
Right.
And I was fine with that because I'm like, haha, you hate this and I hate it. Suck it.
He doesn't hate it. He's probably making good money. He's a doctor.
Yeah, but still, it's not your favorite day. Like your favorite day is some girl being like, are my nipples asymmetrical? You're like, I don't know. Let me taste. But, you know, it did get a little weird. He saw my Pikachu phone case. And, like, as I was walking past him in the hall, he's like, hey, man, couple of weeks, Smash Brothers, right? And I'm like, yeah, we can talk Nintendo video games.
That's good. You bonded.
Yeah, we did a little bit, I guess. Good. Yeah, he's
good. You give him a little finger point and be like, next time, see you then.
Exactly.
When you back on again?
Bring the Switch in the room. Yeah, there you go. We can play it quick.
You guys could play Switch while he's sonogramming.
I'd be fine with that. Yeah, I don't know, man. I was weirded out. Like, a lot of guys, I think, jokingly are like, yeah, of course I want the girl filling up. It's like, do you?
No, it's not.
It's just frustrating. Like, because you just want it to end happily.
Well, yeah, and they're not, again, they're doing their job. They're not.
I know.
They're not going to work. Well, I'm saying for your buddies being like, yeah, I got to have the girl.
Yeah.
Why? Because she's not sitting there going, gee, I sure hope I meet some manly man that's coming in here to get his nut sonogrammed so I can get a date.
Occasionally, if you had a huge one,
no.
They would react like Excalibur. You know, like they're just like, holy ass, look at Mjolnir over here.
They've seen everything.
Not if it's big enough. That's what I'm saying.
No, they do not care. Like, they've seen everything.
You take off your pants and like a noise is made because there's a thud.
No.
Like that.
Again.
That's what I'm talking about.
No. I'm telling you, they don't care.
Oh,
they don't care.
I think if it's big enough, they'll care. I want to believe.
But you don't have that problem.
Oh, I definitely don't.
So
I do not.
Then don't worry about it.
I'm far closer to the other end of the continuum.
I understand.
Like, I'm not in any medical freak
territory. But they don't want you. You don't want them feeling sorry for you either.
Yeah. So, yeah. I don't know. God, I had a huge one. We're really covering some new territory here. I'd never heard Stern do this bit before. Be amazing, though. God, sometimes I think about it. Just having a tremendous dong. That would be liberating. I don't know. We can end the show on that now. No, I'm kidding. I've been recovering for a week, and it's been weird because I'm like dropping drops in my eyes every couple of hours. I've had to go back multiple times.
I'm not going to lie. You look like you're functioning on like 3 and 4 hours of sleep.
Really?
Like,
do
yeah,
I? Okay,
like
yeah.
I mean, your eyes are still a little swollen.
Well.
And that's when I first saw you, before you even said LASIK. I was like, oh, man, he has been working hard because he doesn't look like he got much sleep.
I look like Charlie Sheen and Ferris Bueller's. That's what you're saying.
Charlie Sheen. Oh, okay, I'm like, for like a half second, I had to be like.
Are you in here for drugs? What are you in here for? Drugs.
Yeah.
One of the great little roles of all
time.
Yeah. Well, what's gotten me lately, I think I looked better. I'm dumping this ointment that I swear to God is just Vaseline. And I have to put it on a Q-tip and smear it on my eyeball every night. And they've told me you can't really rub your eyes at all anymore.
Right. Not right now.
Not good for you, period. Supposedly, they say anyone rubbing your eyes, knock that off.
Yeah.
Not great for you.
Not good for you at all.
But for me especially, they're like, yeah, you can reshape your stupid retinas or corneas or whatever if you keep pressing on them.
Maybe if I do that, I can give myself my own LASIK.
Yeah,
by rubbing
exactly.
On my eyes constantly.
Get a couple of those little suction cup darts that the kids have in their guns,
right.
And yeah, just go like you're plunging a toilet and see what happens. Could work.
Might work.
But they're like, don't really wash. Don't even get water in your eyes. Don't wash them so directly.
Good Lord.
I mean, I'm taking a ton of antibiotics there, so I'm like, the hell
get
with this.
Shower with like goggles on to keep.
I was honest to God about to buy goggles, and then
there you go.
I didn't in the end. But I mean,
mask and a snorkel. That's what you need for the shower.
I mean, like
shower.
I'm Greek. Like I am oily and gross as hell. Like if I don't get a shower every 24 hours, like I'm covered in boils and stuff. Like hair follicles clog immediately.
Right,
and I'm just like, oh. There's a zit literally the size of an effing 50-cent piece. You know, like, horrible things happen to my skin. So they were like, kind of steer clear of the showers. I'm like, go to hell. And I just held my eyes shut. And, like, I can't do it. I cannot go to bed filthy. I don't know about you.
Yeah, no, I have to shower every day. I don't know, and God bless you for being able to do it. I don't know how girls just throw their hair up in a ponytail, go about their day.
Oh, they're disgusting.
And I'm
they're disgusting.
Are you not showering today? No.
My ex would do it like two times a week. It was repugnant.
They're like,
dude.
I'm not dirty. I'm like, okay.
The
I mean,
hell you are. You know what the human body does? Like, come on.
Whatever. It's fine. I shower every single day.
Every day. I remember listening to Don and Mike as a kid, and Geronimo would go on and on about like football weekends where he's like, I didn't shower since Friday morning.
Yeah.
I'm like, that is
awful.
Horrific.
Yeah,
why would
I'm
you?
With you.
That is as much a torture. Like, it's not even like a neutral. It's an active negative to me. Like, I need to feel the day's filth coming off
right.
of me.
Got to get clean.
Yeah, I'm not even like Dexter or something. This isn't a psychological thing. I literally feel like layers of oil peeling off me. I'm like, I am gross. But yeah, that has been my week. I'm eating like a pig and skipping the gym because I'm feeding the protein. I'm healing, you know.
Oh my gosh.
I gotta heal my peepers.
Like you're like a pregnant chick making excuses on why she can just
80 pounds.
Eat as much as she wants. I'm eating for two. Well, yeah. You're actually eating for three.
Exactly.
If you eat all of that,
no.
It's three.
Yeah, I'm healing for five over here. I'm a mess, dude. I'm just eating like salmon burgers. I'm like, they said to eat salmon. It's like, yeah, in a healthy way, you slob. But no, I've been at Silver Diner.
Salmon. You're eating fish?
Trying to do as much. You're supposed to get a lot of omega 3. That's apparently good for the eyes.
Okay.
I don't know.
It's probably true.
Yeah, omega 3 and the Vaseline I smear in my eyes. And
You're not worried about PETA coming after you for eating fish?
Oh, the PETA guys with their tweets and such in the news.
They're the most annoying people on the planet.
My beef.
Name me another annoying. Anybody more annoying than them? You can't.
Adolf Hitler.
He's not alive.
But he was a Dickens. He was not a good
person.
Was
he annoying? I mean, was he like PETA annoying, or was he just like, you know?
I would assume like if you were into the arts and you're like, damn, my next latest Jewish entertainer is killed. This is very annoying for me.
I imagine if you had a stable of Jewish entertainers back in the late 30s and 40s.
Yeah.
It could have been a bit of an issue.
Stronger words than annoying for Adolf Hitler. I take stand on this show.
And that's my point. PETA, they're annoying. They're just like
Dennis Rodman.
Not as annoying.
Oh.
Not as annoying.
Marrying himself.
But that doesn't bother me because he's not telling me that I need to marry myself. The PETA people are all sanctimonious. Oh, you can't say bring home the bacon anymore because you're talking
but
about
I mean,
bringing,
I think,
slaughtered
I
an
think
animal.
It's just a massive
Shut
troll. So what you're
up.
Talking about is a tweet that I've seen retweeted by like five different people.
They're not trolling.
Yourself among
They're
them.
They're serious. There was before
But they have to know the reaction they'll get.
Of course.
Like, I mean, I might seriously proclaim like any woman that I blink twice at, I want a blowjob from. And like, honestly, that would be a great platform to run on. I would want that to happen. But if I tweeted that, I would expect backlash of some sort.
Right, but the difference is you probably wouldn't be serious about that.
I'm deathly serious about that. What? Why wouldn't you want that superpower? Come on, blink, blink, and your whole day's better.
I suppose.
I shower daily.
My point is you don't have that power, so it's not like you can have that. PETA would actually like, and again, this started, they kind of picked up on another thing where the whole idea for PETA now is that they want these phrases to be changed. You know, killing two birds with one stone was one of them. They want that changed to feeding two birds with a scone. I think they're being stupid. But this originally started with saying that you shouldn't say things like bringing home the bacon because you could offend a vegan.
Okay.
Be offended.
Yeah.
Be offended. If that phrase bothers you.
At this point,
yes. If that phrase bothers you, please, thank you. I have offended you then. Good. Good.
I think this is kind of getting into that straw man stuff, though, where on both sides we have
No, it's not both sides. You're wrong. It's their side. These phrases have been around forever.
Yeah.
It doesn't literally mean that you're going to take a stone and kill two birds. That's not what it means.
I'll devil's advocate here because agreement is garbage on the radio.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll devil's advocate in this.
You're going to lose. You're just going to take an L. You're going to take an L.
I need to buy 5 minutes, so I'll win on that.
Take the L. Take the L.
I'll just say this. A while ago, I remember hearing Patrice O'Neill, God bless him, may he rest in peace, having a conversation on Opie and Anthony where they all wanted to say, I'm going to put the little marker here. They all wanted to say the word faggot. You know, and they were like, hey, look, faggot
completely different
doesn't mean legit faggot, like a homosexual individual. It just means you're acting like a faggot. And I feel the needle has moved on that where
I agree.
I'm a piece of scum, so I'm saying it. But
when you were young, did you and your friends ever get together and play Smear the Queer?
Of course.
Right. Of course. Did you think that the whole idea behind that game for some of you younger folks who've probably never played it or never heard it called that is you just had a bunch of guys or girls. If they wanted to play, I guess that was fine, too.
Yeah.
You would take the football. You would chuck it up in
Technical
the air.
Technical term is girl queers.
Sure. Mm-hmm. You'd take the football. You'd throw it up in the air. And then there'd be a battle for whoever could get the football.
And is that how it worked? We used to just like pelt each other with.
Well, yeah. No. We did it where you'd throw the ball up in the air.
Yeah.
And whoever got it, you would try to then elude everyone and get to a certain point marked in the backyard. So that's kind of like your end zone or whatever.
Okay.
In the meantime, it's you against everybody else.
So it's Hunger Games.
Hence, smear the queer. You're just trying to kill whoever had the football. At no point when I'm 10, 11, 12 years old playing this game with a bunch of my friends in the neighborhood did I think, gee, so that means the person who has the football is a homosexual mm-hmm. and likes to have sex with men. It never crossed my mind. Not one time. So these things, I agree with them. Sometimes the words don't mean what they mean. The difference is you're talking about a human being.
Mm-hmm.
And so I get it that, yes, we shouldn't use that type of language anymore. I'm sure they don't even play that game anymore because you're not allowed to have physical contact as a kid because, God forbid, we keep scores and actually hit each other when we're playing games, right? Little kids can't do that anymore.
I don't have a kid, and as much as I make like kid-touching jokes, I actually just hate kids, so right. I don't know anything about
their
culture.
They don't keep score anymore. They don't do any of that stuff anymore.
Really? Like soccer doesn't have...
No, when you're first
score.
When you're first playing soccer, no, they don't keep scoring.
Do they still stick the fat kids on defense like they did me?
I'm sure they did.
Okay,
I'm sure they still do. But you can't play dodgeball. Dodgeball is verboten now in schools.
Yeah,
can't do that.
I can see not because wanting the liability
because the fat kid gets picked on and just gets drilled in the head, or the girl that just stands there and gets hurt. So they don't want to do that anymore. But the point being, I get that society has moved on from saying those type of things. Who's being offended if you say? Yeah, I had a great week of sales. I'm really bringing home the bacon this week. Your vegan friend is going to be like, the poor pig. How dare you? If they do, don't be their friend anymore. They're not your friend.
I'm trying to remember what...
If they're judging you for saying bring home the bacon,
yeah.
They are not your friend.
I mean...
Period. End
I'll
of story.
I'll say this. God damn it. Was it Gervais? I know someone... I didn't have this thought. I don't have thoughts. But... Someone said, like, okay, we all act like you're being offended is kind of like a be-all, end-all point. But, like, if you're offended, okay, be entitled to your offense.
You can be offended, but don't sit there and tell me what a terrible person I am because that bothers you.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't – the PETA stuff I literally just laugh at because I don't know if it helps that I try not to eat some meats, but I'm like – the biggest piece of crap when it comes to being, I guess I'd be flexitarian or whatever.
Sure.
Like, for example, my mom insists on still buying Chick-fil-A. And I'm like, look, I really don't want to eat chicken. And she's like, yeah, but I got you a Chick-fil-A sandwich.
And they're delicious.
I'll begrudgingly eat it because I'm like.
Begrudgingly? That sandwich isn't delicious?
It depends. It's like, there are depending on the day, you can get a good one. Other times, like. Without fail, it's always the last bite that contains the gristle prize.
No, yeah, there's...
And I'm just like, son of a bitch. Like, that, more than anything, is what turns me off meat. The whole gristle nuggets and junk like that. But, like, I'll sit there because I'm like, look, a lot of times I'll see her buy these sandwiches, and if I'm like, I'm not eating it, it just goes in the back of the fridge, and 5 days later, it's in the trash. I'm like, well, that's even worse.
Her wasted money, so either way. I mean, look, just because you don't eat it doesn't mean that a chicken isn't going to die. Somebody's going to eat that sandwich. Whether your mom orders it or not, that sandwich is getting sold.
I think there's one fewer sandwich in the mix.
Okay.
There's one chicken who's got his left titty because I didn't eat that sandwich.
All right.
Is
that just Chick-fil-A or you like won't eat KFC, you won't eat Popeyes?
No, I don't do chicken. Like the only stuff I feel okay eating fish and below. Like I went to Red Lobster and I was like the Mao of shrimp over there. I was like 5 million can die. I do not care. You know, like I did legit... I want to say the shrimp, endless shrimp, a couple of weeks ago.
You and Homer Simpson.
Yeah, I did, yes. The Frying Dutchman. I went there and killed probably like 8-10 plates of shrimp.
Okay.
Great bow tie on that story. I thought I was being an awesome son, brought home 2 portions of shrimp for my mom as well as the Caesar salad. She was on the front was vomiting horrifically, would not shut up about how weird it felt. Vomiting shrimp. She's like, I can feel the little bits in my throat. And so I started screaming back. I was like, I still have some shrimp left. Don't ruin shrimp for me. And
no, it was the lettuce, definitely. It was not
100% because I didn't touch the salad.
Yeah.
I didn't have it.
Yeah,
I thought I was being the good son, bringing home my mom some shrimp salad, some biscuits. Yeah. 30 minutes later. I mean, it was definitely not food poisoning because this was legit 2 hours later.
Yeah.
2 hours later, her head is in the toilet and she was like, oh my God, what the hell happened? Yeah. And I just did the simple math, like the King of the Hill, where mm-hmm. it's the beer getting them all sick right. and they think it's the Mexican bananas. And then Bill's like, I ate a ton of bananas, but I didn't drink the beer, and Bill doesn't have the trots.
Right.
So I was like, legitimately, the only thing I didn't eat that you did is the salad. And we were, you know, a week later.
Another argument to never eat salad.
Pretty much, like, not joking, it's uncooked, man. Like, there is some weird crap in it. Like, there, I'm trying to think, God, what kind of lungworms or something like that? Like, there is some weird larval junk you can sure. eat. I forgot, like a mother and son team, really the Chinese version of me and my mom, were eating salads. That's where the similarities end, over in China. And they got some sort of weird, like, spore or, like,
organ. Or
yeah, in their lungs, yeah, man. Right, and right. I get it. Like, I want to believe, like, the Chinese grow crap in sewage. Or whatever,
so you don't eat, you won't eat red meat then?
Like, it's easy for me to say I don't because.
Like, if I had you over to the house and went, dude, we're throwing some fat steaks on the grill.
Uh-huh.
Maybe some spare ribs. You'd be like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah, it'd be a 50-50 thing, right. honestly. Like, right.
We're not serving tofu.
Yeah,
so.
I don't want to offend.
You wouldn't offend
this
me.
This is the way that the Dalai Lama does it. Like, if they serve monkey brains, Dalai Lama's like, those are some good monkey brains. But left to his own devices, he tends to not, he's like a veggie or something like
sure.
that. I'm similar, like, when I would go out to the bar with my friends and they're like, yeah, we're getting, like, nachos with chili on it. I'd be like, I'm not making you get, like, one corner of that crap without it.
Sure.
Similarly, pizza. I'll be like, cool. Now I know what pepperoni tastes like again. You know, it's been every, you know, well, twice a year I might have it or some crap. If you're specifically like, look, all we're eating is ribs, I'll be like, yeah, okay, F it, you know.
Yeah, no, I get you. But here's where the vegan people lose me, though,
uh-huh.
is I don't care. Like, if that's your thing, cool.
Yeah.
But you're not telling me I can't eat that stuff.
But I feel we've all gone in that direction where, because we all have our little social media platforms, we're all, a lot of us at least, are trying to win hearts and minds.
No, man. No. But here's the difference. I'm not espousing every single day, you stupid vegans, why aren't you eating meat?
Yeah.
It's good for you. I don't tweet that. I'm not trying to have somebody change their lifestyle because of the way that I am. They do. I don't like the activist people that are trying to tell me how I should live.
I mean, they view it the same way I would say, like, that dude, that dip crap, John Chow. Is it John Allen Chow? The one that went to that island in the Indian Ocean. Like, they're
killed?
Evangelicals about this stuff. Yeah,
well,
they,
that's fine.
They view meat as murder the same way this dude is, like, legitimately, if I don't get you believing in Jesus, your soul will burn,
you know,
in hell.
Then you know what we should do?
What's
the
that?
Same thing the tribe did to that guy. That's what we should do to the vegans. You're on a. It's a great point. That's a great
Filled
point.
Full of arrows. Isn't that the saddest? Well, I don't think it's that
sad. No, it's
sad
not
story.
Sad because he went back. He went back.
He went back three times
right.
or
so
two times.
So it's not sad. He knew.
The first time
he
came back and he had arrow holes, but, you know, like Looney Tunes, he just pulled him out. And I guess you probably saw, like, sunshine through him. And then day two, he had to swim back. Because they took out his boat. So
right.
even the tribesmen who, like, crap on the beach, even they were like,
dude,
F off.
Right, go away.
And day three, yeah, they were just dragging his corpse around and playing sandcastle.
Did you see that there is, and you may not have, because this is like the Star, the Guardian, or one of those great British papers.
The ones with the page five girls. God,
yeah, exactly.
The British.
I think it's page six.
Is
actually.
It six? Okay, yeah.
I don't remember. Maybe page five. I don't remember.
Either way.
But anyway.
Brits have some.
There is off of Liberia, maybe? Right near Sierra Leone.
So, Manassas?
No. In Africa, right
Liberia
near Sierra Leone.
Okay.
But there's an island right off the coast.
Sure.
There used to be a basically blood testing, like, communicable disease testing ground with all these monkeys that got shut down because, again, they're testing all these awful diseases and cures on these monkeys.
Okay.
And basically, they were left to their own device at this point.
Oh, God. So
right.
It's just the island of outbreak monkeys?
Yep, wow. It is. They all have these contagious diseases, and they don't like people. Can't blame them there.
Yeah.
But anyway, I guess it was just like...
This is how Planet of the Apes starts, dude.
New York blood testing or whatever. And it was a U.S.-based company that had this place there that basically were like, we're done with the monkeys, so see you around.
Get the hell
and they
out.
got sued and everything else. So they're spending like $5 million in perpetuity to take care of these monkeys. But the only
drop a bomb on him.
I mean, the only thing is only certain people can get, because there's no food on the island, or there's not enough food to have them all survive. So these people that live near there can go on a boat, toss out the food to the monkeys, and okay, on they go. If anybody else tries to come, they start throwing stuff at them. So they'll like take melons, and if it's like just like a tourist, they're like, hey, I want to go see Monkey Island.
Of course.
Okay.
Literal Monkey Island. There's a video game based.
So they start pulling up, and the monkeys are all like, what? No! And we'll start
throwing
stuff.
You're not my feeder. That's hilarious.
Fantastic. The problem is they also have some of the monkeys that I think they say are like 4 times as strong as humans because of some of the like testing and things that they've done.
Oh, my God.
Seems like a bad recipe.
Oh, my God.
So I don't know. I mean, they're done with the experiment.
How many movies are we going to conjure with reality of Monkey Island
right,
over here?
I don't know why they didn't just go, hey, you know what the humane thing would do? They have, you know, contagious diseases.
Yeah.
Maybe we should just euthanize them. And, you know, as sad as it is.
I would just let them loose in an airport, man. I'm sick of civilization. Seriously, just dump them in Heathrow.
But so they can't, but they don't swim. So okay. they can't get from their island to like the mainland, if you will. So they're just stuck. They literally are stuck on this island. And I don't know, the story didn't have enough detail to know, because the testing on them ended years ago. So are we just waiting for these monkeys to die out? Are they still breeding? I don't know.
They gotta be banging each other. They gotta be banging each other.
If they were smart, they would have sterilized them before they just let them out of their testing facility.
You know, that's capitalism at work sometimes. If your money's
it's
gone, you're like,
I don't
care.
$5 million still now.
Yeah, but they thought
they'd
get away with it.
They did, and they didn't.
But oh, man. Oh,
it's terrible.
God. I would give anything for a pet monkey, though. Like, is
no,
it,
come on. What
really?
Ross, stop.
Well, no, I'm not that tall, sadly. I would not.
Or,
I don't,
that's, or that's sad, either.
Yeah. No, man, I love monkeys. I mean, I know that they can. I was really down with the pet monkey idea up until that lady got her face ripped off.
I was going to say, that's
chimpanzee.
Great. Put a diaper on him. You can change his diaper all the time, and then he'll rip your face off.
Oh, my monkey's smart. He would poo outside.
Yeah,
I would train him.
I don't think so.
I don't know. Dude, you can potty train a cat. You got to be able to potty train a monkey.
You think?
I would assume.
They like to throw their feces. I don't
know. Who wouldn't? Look at the arms on those guys, man.
Yes.
Like, people like throwing balls, but imagine being able to throw your perfectly sculpted feces.
That for some reason doesn't appeal to me at all.
I don't know. Get a latex glove. You know?
But I like your idea. I like your idea that we should treat the vegans the same way that those villagers treated that missionary. No, you don't have to shoot them full of arrows. Just have them killed.
Break their boats. Gotcha.
Just have them. Of course, I say that and don't mean it. So don't call up your local authorities. Listen to this podcast.
He's writing on a piece of paper. Yes, I do.
Kill all these vegans.
You can see it on the YouTube.
Dummies.
All right. You want to punch out?
And I think do I want to punch a vegan? No.
I think we got about 17 minutes left.
We can punch out. It's up to you.
No, let's keep talking. What the hell?
I'm looking at my watch.
What else did you bring to the table for me? Since I literally just had my eyes being wounded.
Well, you know what?
Otherwise, I've done nothing.
You mentioned Pete Davidson eyes earlier.
I did.
And that brings me to the whole, and you and I, of course, just on the pulse of everything hot in pop culture.
Of course. Yeah. Of course. I can sing Mbop.
Everyone is freaking out over that Ariana Grande video, the new one for the Thank You Next song.
Okay.
Did you watch it? I kind of gave you that homework assignment of if it came up.
Much like real homework, I am going for a web browser to watch it.
All right.
Yeah.
And I don't blame you because, again, I know you're not a big Ariana Grande fan. You're not rocking that on your iPod or your Pandora
Literally
or whatever.
The only fascinating thing I know about her is she did some genetic testing, and she's like mostly Greek apparently. So I'm like, okay, I have this much kinship with you. And
that's probably true.
A lot of people freak out when they see her like dressed scantily.
Yeah.
Because they're always like,
she's 24, so
yeah, but
fine.
They're always like, she looks 14. I'm like, where are your 14-year-olds? Because That would make her interesting moral quandary because I don't think she looks young. Anyone beyond a certain age looks youngish, like a teenager. Yeah, exactly. Like she looks.
Teenager.
I'm like, what freakish thought are you guys having?
Yeah, she looks like she's in her 20s.
Yeah,
because she is.
I cannot tell you how many people are like, she looks like a kid. I'm like, creepily sexily. What, you know.
Yeah, 6 years ago when she was 18, she looked like she was in her 20s. I mean, that's she's always looked older than she was.
Yeah,
so, I mean,
maybe that's the opinion then of much younger men. Because to me, I'm like, she looks like any woman of roughly her age.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Someone in their early 20s looks kind of weirdly young to me, you know?
Right.
Like,
well, of course. Of course. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I look at it and go, okay, she's 24. So, yeah, technically old enough to be your dad. That's where I'm coming from on that one. Because I go, yeah, okay.
Yeah, even in my case, if I were banging the teacher. Well, if I was, like, the coolest kid in the school, she'd be my kid.
Right, there you go. But, so, she did this video, Thank You Next is the name of the song. And
do you think she dumped Pete Davidson just to promote?
Just for the video?
Yeah, just to be
I haven't even
seen the video, but just, I know that she kept tweeting, like, some retarded Mina Bird, Thank You Next, like, after the breakup. And at first, I was like, is she just limited speech-wise?
I didn't even know that she did that. That shows you how far off
people were retweeting it and just her being like, Thank You Next. So I'm like, all right, I get it. And but it was just a single tie-in, it sounds like.
Yeah.
So that was,
I don't know. But she, I mean, it's not a great pop song.
What takes
place
in this video?
Like,
you're saying the video is special.
Yeah, it's not even special. It's just everybody freaked out because she did all the stuff. She basically just did... The video is kind of like four separate little vignettes of four movies from like when she was growing up in the 90s.
Oh, does she like, say thank you next and we cut to the next movie?
Well, I don't know if she necessarily does that.
Which films are they?
But it's Mean Girls.
Okay.
Have you seen Mean Girls?
I have.
So like part of the video, remember when they did the little Jingle Bell Rock?
I was literally going to say that's all that comes to the brain. Yeah.
And Mommy Kardashian, whatever her...
Chris. Yes.
Is there doing the Amy Poehler part with the video camera.
Okay.
So it's that's relatively funny. You go, oh, okay.
That's clever enough.
I get it.
Yeah.
Bring It On.
I've never...
The cheerleading movie.
Yeah, I never saw those.
13 going on 30, which is the Jennifer Gardner...
I shamefully believe I have seen that.
Yeah, Jennifer Gardner one, and then...
Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction, and then
she's
Sin City.
Milkshake and blood.
And then Sin City. They do that one too.
Oh, no kidding. Okay, no, so she's Jessica Alba. Damn it. Damn it. You got me on that one. God damn it. You hook, line, and sinker me on that one.
Yeah, the whore city.
Yeah,
that's
pretty much. Yeah.
Sin City. What is the fourth one? Mean Girls. Bring It On.
I don't know. What
I'd probably have to see
what shit
the,
is on TBS.
Oh, Legally Blonde. Is the
I was just
one.
Gonna okay. Some
Legally Blonde.
Some crappy that fits that entire milieu.
Yeah. Right. So, I guess
I've not seen Legally Blonde. I know her dog is gay in it or something. I've literally seen 30 seconds.
No
I believe
idea.
The dog is gay. I could be very wrong here.
Haven't seen 13 going on 30.
I
haven't seen Legally Blonde.
I wanted to put it to Garner back in the day.
Sure, but doesn't mean I'm going to go see some...
It was on HBO or some crap. You know, I fucking hated my
Keep
life.
Telling yourself
we can
that.
Swear, by the way. It's past the hour mark, so I can say whatever the fuck.
You have been this whole time.
I said faggot three times. I was trying to conjure him like Beetlejuice.
Bring It On, I've seen because the stepkids, that was...
I see. I've never seen
I think I've seen all of them.
It's,
and there's like six or seven of them. I don't even know.
Well, yeah. Isn't Bring It On like...
That's the one Kirsten Dunst is in.
Exactly.
It.
But they did the American Pie thing where there's like eight...
Yeah, oh,
straight
yeah.
to videos. There's like Bring It On Goes Black. Like,
yeah,
like,
Bring It On Again.
Yeah,
and again. Yeah,
yeah. You know? It was kind of like the Shaft stuff. Where,
yeah,
like,
but
it just went on and on.
Like the first two or three, I think I could probably recite as I'm watching it because the kids watched it all.
I saw Mean
the
Girls once.
Time.
I love Tina Fey. I thought it was overrated as fuck.
See,
it's fun.
I haven't seen it, and like some of my friends that are again my age, mid 40s or whatever,
sure.
have been like. No, dude, it's actually really funny. You'd probably get a kick out of it if you watched it. Because I like Clueless. I think Clueless is funny. I mean, it's a pretty good movie. I think it's funny.
I've never...
Alicia Silverstone.
Yeah, I saw a chunk of it because my journalism teacher was sick in high school.
And they just let you watch Clueless.
Yeah, they're just like, here, this tape is knowledge. And we...
there you go.
What? Yeah, I was just talking to people in the back.
Yeah.
I didn't watch it. I was like, the hell with this shit.
But so...
Although, goddamn, Stacey Dash.
Yep. There's some good looking
I know
women
she's a nut bar, but fuck me.
But so this Ariana Grande video, everybody's like looking for all these hidden messages in it. All these little... And I'm like...
It's the fucking...
You're reading way too much into it.
Yeah.
She did a cute little takeoff. And it is... I from what I know, again, of the two movies... I know a little bit about Mean Girls because everybody always talked about it. Yeah. And seeing Bring It On 1,000 times because of the kids, it was kind of cute. A couple of the
was
scenes.
The kid you watched Bring It On with named Little Billy?
No, okay. No. It was kind of, I mean, she did a good job where you go, okay, yes, I remember that scene from, I mean, so you kind of go, I make that connection. Okay, good for her, whatever. But then you've got people like, there's some writer that was like, oh, this is anti, and I don't know all the initials, LG, what is?
LGBTQ.
LMNOZ, whatever.
Yeah,
I don't
we've
remember
got more than
it.
Q now at this point.
I know. Talking about how it was celebrating
they
heterosexualism and all, and it's like,
what sites are you reading?
She's oh no, this is like main like Vulture or somebody like that. Like I'm
I
like,
feel you have a news feed set up to just anger you. You're like,
no,
fucking vegans.
No. This was because again, I'm like watching the video because
yeah,
everybody's talking. I was like, okay, well, I got it. I got to stay on top of these things. I coach high school basketball. If they start talking about it, I need to be able to be like, yeah, that was cute when they did. Just want to be able to be, you know, be able to relate.
Yeah.
So I'm reading all this stuff, and there's like the Washington Post did a whole video on the comparisons of, oh, look, here's Mean Girls. Here's what the Ariana Grande video did with me. And it's like,
This is journalism.
Like, yes.
And this
I'm
is
like,
how
what?
Stupid we are.
I was like, this is what it's come
There's
to
no,
now?
There is no fucking creativity. It's literally someone just doing what you've done. You're like, I've done seen that before, and now she do.
And I'm going to show you what they did side by side.
In case your brain cannot conjure these visions, look side by side. Yeah, it's so dumb.
Yeah, it's,
God, we're fucking stupid.
It was ridiculous, but yeah, so then you have the writer, you know, weighing in on, oh, it's, you know, had this slur and everything else and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, it's just a fun
gives a shit.
Video.
Yeah.
Stop.
Fuck.
Read so
I hope there's
much
one difference.
It.
She pulls out her damn tits at the end of each scene. There you go.
No, she doesn't do that.
Fuck.
But she does dance around on her bed doing a little pom-pom cheer thing again. From Bring It On, she recreates. Yeah. So that works
I would have
out
liked
well.
That if I were getting I my mean, first, like, eighth grade boner. You know, like, fuck. Yeah. I mean, at this
but
point.
Again, the beginning of the video, she does make a great point in this. And that a lot of the video, they talk about all the different things like social media and everything. And there is a thing at the very beginning, again, taking off from Mean Girls. Mm-hmm. You would have had to have seen Mean Girls to understand it. But the one girl goes, at the very beginning, she's like, oh, there's this rumor going around that Ariana was pregnant. So I got pregnant too. And then the camera pans out and she's actually pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And the girl goes, but it ended up being a lie. Again, making the point that you don't do stuff just because you think a celebrity did the same thing. So saying that this girl decided to get pregnant because she heard Grande was, and then
that's
it was false.
That's the problem with where this country is.
But
the people who get pregnant for any reason are the people that shouldn't be breathing.
Right, but it was just, you kind of go, okay, again, the Mean Girls thing.
Yeah.
But in a deeper level going, yeah, you know what? There are.
We should sterilize the stupid. But, I am
right,
with you, Bill.
But you know what? There probably is one, at least one girl out there that heard that rumor about Ariana Grande and got pregnant saying, oh, I could be pregnant at the same time as her. Because there are people in this world that are that sick. I'm telling you.
And you don't want me releasing the goddamn monkeys in the airport.
Well, I mean,
that's
what airport? Just so I know that I'm not going to be there.
You know what? We're going to do O'Hare.
Ooh.
Going to do O'Hare. Okay. It's already nightmare.
I mean, that's a hub. That's a lot of people.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I want the walls coming down.
If you said Hartsfield down in Atlanta, I might have been okay with that.
Yeah, we could do the Hotlanta one, but I go through that one a lot. I've never been to O'Hare.
All right.
Like, I want a couple of weeks to see what I did.
Maybe Love Field down in Dallas.
Oh, that'd be
fun. That one
fuck
too.
Dallas. They killed Kennedy and they had the Cowboys. The hell with Dallas. I'll never forget. Like, Dallas could be the nicest city on earth, and just because it's the home of the Cowboys, and I'm a Redskins fan, I'm like, fuck Dallas. Like,
we didn't even get into your poor Redskins at all.
Oh, I knew what would happen. Like, not that Colt McCoy would be crippled, but I knew that game was going to be a fucking disaster. Barely turned it on. I tapped in every 5 minutes. They were already down by the time I looked. I was like, cool, I'm going to go back to playing the video games, which are helping my eyes heal. Dexterity exercises and whatnot.
There you go. And what do you want? Are you still just Smash Brothers or? What console do you have?
Oh, I'm only a Nintendo guy because I grew up with it. So I don't. The other stuff to me is it's all just first person shooters. Like if you do PlayStation or Xbox, it's just like, hey, I have it's just GTAs or Battlefield games and just shit. I don't care.
Everybody said, and again, I'm just reading reviews, and I don't know. I don't have. And I go, I really need to upgrade my system. I should get the new PS4. And then I saw where it's 5 years old now. To tell you how bad off I am.
What they're apparently doing is...
Spider-Man and Red Dead Redemption 2 are supposed to be tens. Like, amazing.
Red Dead's supposed to be that crazy. But I'll be honest, I don't give a fuck about the Grand Theft Auto thing where it's like, oh my God, I can actually go to McDonald's, eat a burger, and then shit it out. I'm like, I can do that too.
In real life.
Watch, I'll do it in 20 minutes.
Yeah, but you can't go and shoot a hooker in a back alley and get away with it.
Well, I'll do it in 20 minutes. Watch. No, I don't get the appeal of complete simulated reality. Like, call me a dipshit, but like, I enjoy just to this day Zelda games, Mario games. I got a game called Bloodstained, which is done by the guy who made Castlevania, if you remember
games. Oh, yeah, I love that Castlevania game.
He just made a better Castlevania.
Nice.
And it was like $7 to download it. I'm playing the shit out of that thing. And it looks like just a dumb 8-bit game. I'm loving it.
I have some of the Grand Theft Autos because I don't necessarily like the online, everybody running around.
Oh, the hell with that.
I like the actual progressing through the game where you have to like do the mission.
A finite game.
I like that because I'm not going to be able to go rob a bank. But when you want to blow off steam, every once in a while it's fun to just get whatever weapon and start mowing people down.
But
I feel better.
To me, it's not real enough.
No.
First of all, I'll just watch Heat.
I don't want it to be real enough because then I'm afraid it'd be like, I could actually pull this off.
I don't know. Maybe it's because like I've worked as a locksmith for so long. Like I've heard of my dad being present when there are hold ups and stuff like that. And I've seen the back of banks and I'm like, I wouldn't shoot these tellers. They're my friends. So I've never seen the allure of the bank robbery scenes in any movie. Like, I've just been exposed to that shit since I was literally 10.
But Spider-Man is supposed to be phenomenal.
It's supposed to be
very
good. I don't know if it's supposed to be, like, the same tier as that, what you're talking about, the
Red
Grand
Dead.
Theft with horses.
Oh, Grand Theft. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's supposed to be
It's supposed
amazing.
To be good. Keep your, I mean, fuck, I'll send you a link the next time every so often. There was a Black Friday offer that keeps cropping up where it's like 200 bones,
yeah,
I think, for
the
PS4
that.
Plus
Spider-Man.
Yeah, I've
seen that. And
shit.
I should just go get it.
Yeah, treat yourself, man.
Yep. You know what it would be? I'd play for like an hour one day, and I'd be like, why am I doing this? Why am I?
That's how I am with like 90% of video games. It's like I said, out of everything I purchased for that fucking Switch, Mario Odyssey, Zelda Breath of the Wild. Those are the two I lost my soul to. Other than that,
my PS3 probably hasn't been turned on in months.
You're a selfish lover.
I just don't feel like I have time. Like, I'm just like, what am I going to do? Sit down and do what? I've already gone through Grand Theft Auto. I mean, they're not really making new games. I'm stuck in purgatory.
Well, no,
I got to upgrade.
There's no purgatory. You've been left in the dust. You're like a guy with an 8-track. Like, come on, where's the new Grand Funk? What?
Right. Where's my Mac Davis cartridge when you
exactly.
need it? Yeah.
I have been neglected.
It's a great reference if anybody knows Mac Davis at all.
I do not. I'll need to explain it.
Really? That's a 70s reference.
Oh, yeah. No, I freely admit my ignorance.
Yeah. Well, you probably shouldn't. Mac Davis his career was over probably a good 15 years before you were alive. So.
And that is why I can bang the girls in their early 20s. There you go.
Half your age plus 7. That's the rule.
Yeah, I like that rule. That's a good one. Hold on. Let's do that math. Do I get to round down? 30? Okay, cool.
Half your age plus 7.
I can live with that.
It works almost at every age.
Yeah. I definitely, my previous girlfriend was a little under that.
Well, good for you.
A touch. No, it wasn't good. She was, this might shock you.
That's why it didn't work.
There was a maturity gap present.
There you go.
All right, well, Bill, let's wrap this thing
all
up.
Right.
I think
it's
we
fun.
Got, we talked about Ariana Grande, and I'll watch that video.
Poor Pete Davidson.
You know who was the secret piece of ass in Mean Girls? I forgot. This is what I want to bring up.
Lindsay Lohan?
No, everyone crows about Lindsay Lohan and Regina George was, what's her fucking Rachel McAdams. And then
Rachel McAdams is pretty hot.
You had Amanda Seyfried. She's pulled out her jugs.
Yeah.
And then there's the skinny broad that I think was in Party of Five or something who played Gretchen Wiener. Like, it's always that weird thing where guys.
Oh,
like,
is that Lacey Chamber? Yeah, or whatever her name
Lacey
is?
Lacey Underhill.
Yeah,
from Caddyshack.
Right.
The secret hottie, much like in real life,
Tina Fey.
No. The girl that played the goth girl, Lindsay Kaplan, who later got naked 100 times in True Blood, and I think it's called Masters of Sex on Showtime.
No clue who she is.
Fucking vicious body.
I guess I'll have to go back and watch Mean Girls and figure out who the goth girl is.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We've got the DVD.
Oh,
home,
yeah, no,
so
just watch it.
Watch
She's
it.
Like the friend that gets betrayed by that redheaded Judas that is Lohan. Like, okay. There's the big fat gay dude and then the other girl. Like, I guess she's goth-ish, goth tendencies.
I'll have to go back and watch
goth
it.
Curious.
You know what? Maybe that's what I'll have to do tonight. Well, have to be a Mean Girls video.
Fuck watching Mean Girls. Just watch the Masters of Sex where she's naked a million times. You don't have to, you know.
I guess.
I want her teen, goddammit.
I don't know.
No. Well, Bill Roland, if they want to get a hold of you on Twitter, it's at Bill Roland.
At Bill Roland, very simple. Make sure you put the H in, R-O-H-L-A-N-D.
Yep. Yeah,
that's right.
I'm John Papagiorgio. It's at Papa's Basement on everything. Subscribe on YouTube. We've been losing a couple people there. We're down to 206 subscribers. We were at 208 at one point. I know these are like just staggering numbers, like the national debt. You're like, fuck, 200?
I mean,
how are that many people in existence at any one time? But yeah, we got there.
It's good.
Those are our numbers. Yeah, fuck, I can't.
We need 210 by the end of the year.
210. Do it or I'll fucking kill myself. I'll put out my shitty $5,000 eyeballs,
wow,
and I'll fucking kill myself.
Wow.
There you go. YouTube. Hey. And all that other shit. Till the next one. We are out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.